Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Ryan Burroughs, our news director, he's also spent years chronicling the Olympics from a Chicago perspective. Nobody knows the athletes in the city here better than Ryan Burroughs standing here. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Probably should have been chronicling a little better than we put it that way.
Oh, no. Well, we appreciate your expertise. So the games start today. The opening ceremony is Friday.
Correct. And when we say the games, a lot of these are training events that are going on, although curling mixed doubles is getting underway. But getting out on the course, getting out on the rink, getting used to things, ice. Practices.
Yeah, they aren't competitive events, but
some of them are actually. The mixed doubles right now is
mixed
starting
doubles
up that
curling.
Process. Mixed
actually,
doubles curling.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the Coreys, Corey male and a Corey female for Team USA this year.
Are they from this area?
I believe it's a Minnesota situation.
Go
usually
figure.
Curling is, right?
Yes, they're Wisconsin or Michigan. And later in the show, by the way, Ryan, we'll ask Harvey Wells to talk to us about what channels and all that. But obviously NBC and Peacock, those would be the big platforms.
NBC, CNBC, USA, and Peacock.
Yeah.
And I already talked with Bill Murdoch, and I think we're gonna have a four square for you. So
oh, no kidding. So we'll be able to see them during the day and then ruin it for everybody.
Absolutely. That's the job. Tomorrow afternoon will be fun because first U.S. women's hockey game will be taking place. They play Czechia in the first round.
And the women are favored from the U.S., right?
Yeah, obviously they're trying. This is a redemption team. They want to win gold after taking silver 4 years ago in Beijing. And they've been putting the hurt on Canada recently in the Worlds, in the rivalry series. U.S. has been very dominant over Canada. So they've got a chip on their shoulder. Hillary Knight is back for her fifth Olympics, obviously.
Think about that.
Athlete, Kendall Coyne Schofield, will be competing. She's had a child since her last Olympics, but according to her teammates, she's even better now playing. She's playing smarter. She's playing harder than they think she even did before she had the child. So yeah.
Now, do they break it into like little groups, like the USA and three other countries will
yes.
play, and then you advance out of your group?
So two groupings. There's Group A and Group B, and in Group A is both the U.S. and Canada. So U.S. and Canada
really?
Will actually face off against each other prior to the one and done playoff round.
Do you know what is it possible that USA and Canada would figure in the gold match?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, they
even
could.
Though
yeah,
in the
because,
same group.
Yeah, because what will happen is they'll take the leader of Group A versus the leader of Group B and pair them up that way.
Yeah, but you just said that Canada and
well,
the
if the U.S. is one and Canada's two, they would be number two in Group A. So they would play
a final four.
They would play the equal to B. Trust me, it all works out. Yes.
So one would play one and two would play two.
Well, you know how it goes. One plays six and
oh,
two.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. So. But at the end of the day, it's possible that the USA and Canada could face off for the gold.
Both men's and women's.
And when do the men start to play hockey?
The men will be the following week then. So
oh,
they actually,
wait a while.
Yeah, because they're wrapping up their season. We've got a game.
Oh, that's right.
We've
sure.
got a game and then they head off over there. So, the women will get the ice started and then the men will wrap it up. And usually the men's gold medal match is the final event of the Olympics.
When do we see figure skating?
Figure skating is starting up, I believe, right away, and I have to check the schedule on that. I believe the men's go first, or maybe ice dance goes first. Usually women's is at the back end of the...
Yeah, right. I mean, to me, the women's is superior to the men's in terms of artistry and competitiveness and drama. The men jump higher and spin faster. But if I had to watch one group, I think I would prefer the ladies.
I have to tell you, Ilya Malinin, the men's, the gold medal favorite for Team USA on the men's side, I did an analytics search using AI, 92.9% chance of winning gold.
Are you kidding? Is
and
that a
right now
market?
In Las Vegas, it's 99%. Have you ever heard of a sure thing before?
Yeah,
and we
got to
get Sam Panionovich on about this. I'm not encouraging anyone to go out and put any money on him, but it's incredible to see the odds. Part of it was I was looking at the analytics of Lindsey Vonn. I wanted to see, we see all these commercials from AWS about how you can plug in the, chances of a wide receiver catching a ball,
sure.
Whatever. So I wanted to plug in and see what Lindsey Vonn's odds were to win. So before the knee injury on January 30th, she was 30% chance of winning gold in the downhill. That went down to 5%. I might be getting my numbers confused here. Was it 17 or 5%? I think it was 5% for the downhill. She went from 30 to 5% when she had the injury. And then after yesterday's announcement that she had torn her ACL, down below 1%.
But she's still going to compete, right?
She's still going to compete.
And, you know, some of the pushback I've heard is, why doesn't she forfeit her slot and let the next person up?
I mean, we're talking about an iconic face of Team USA. You know, I mean, this is the storyline, right? I mean, sometimes stories win the day.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if you said she's going to ski tonight, I think people are even more interested in watching that.
Absolutely.
But if she has some sort of life-altering injury, or if she just fails miserably, and both of those seem to be more probable than her meddling, then I think she needs to be prepared, or the committee needs to be prepared, for the fair expression by people that was unnecessary. It was unfortunate.
Well,
it was a waste of opportunity.
Remember, too, that there are three events that she could potentially compete in. She could try the downhill, I believe it's on February 8th, and say, you know what, that's it, I'm done. It's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to do team combined. I'm not going to be able to do the Super G.
Doesn't she want to do curling? Because that would seem to be less stressful.
Oh, I don't know. Don't you get stressed out watching curling?
No, but I can't bend like they do.
Lindsey Vonn is the big story going in. We'll see what the big story is coming out of the Olympics. You know, I think that it's interesting, especially in the lead up to, oh my gosh, Lindsey Vonn, this iconic skier who we all know, we've all watched, we've all seen succeed, make
She's
this amazing
41.
Comeback. She's 41 years old. She retired. She came back. She thought she could do it. And then 1 week before the Olympics, she blows out her knee, blows out her ACL. Have you ever torn your ACL before? Okay, I've done it three times. It's I'm not a high caliber athlete like her. The idea of trying to ignore that, and it's not pain so much as just the feeling that your knee's going to slip on you, that there's an imbalance. You just don't feel stable on it. You feel like if someone bumped you, you know, it would turn, it would twist, it would hurt. So, and for a sport like that, I mean, Mickey Mantle played on a torn ACL for, I think, a majority of his career. I mean, that was the 60s, and that was baseball. I couldn't imagine doing it in the Olympics in a sport where you basically have to cut back and forth using your knees.
To her credit, she was having a good season. I read yesterday or the day before.
7 of 8 podiums?
Yeah. She, in her last five, she was 2 golds and 2 podiums. And so she's been the odds-on favorite. She was ever so competitive. And now maybe not so much. One last thing. That might be one of the emerging controversies. It seems like there's always a controversy that emerges in the games. 20 seconds left. Will it be a judging thing? You know, somebody's going to get a bad score or a good score?
Yeah, probably. It'll probably be something like that. You never know how these are going to come out. I can tell you that the story about Katie Uhlander, the skeleton racer who did not qualify because Canada decided to pull its racers at a qualifying tournament, reducing the number of points and basically icing her out of her fifth Olympics. She took it to a committee. Everyone's basically agreed, yeah, Canada really did this intentionally to, you know, crunch you out of these games, but there's no punishment. No
Why
punishment
don't they
to
like
Canada.
Her? Why don't they want her?
Well, Canada says that the reason they pulled them down is because they wanted more opportunities for their people as far as stacking points go, so they could get a full team. And by allowing Katie an opportunity, she was smoking everyone at this Lake Placid tournament, and they decided that it would be better. Well, what they say is they decided it would be better for Team Canada to pull their people, reduce the number of points, and it would secure their points instead of potentially losing out maybe a spot or two.
Ryan knows his Olympics. Okay, well, we'll be talking with you a lot, I guess, between now and the next couple weeks. All right?
It'll be great.